But this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what we talked about Thursday, but we take it always to another level. Amen. Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and I want to talk about the golden rule. Amen. Say the golden rule. Look at your neighbor and say, the golden rule. Look at your other neighbor and say, the golden rule. Amen. How many of y'all know the golden rule is do unto others as you would have them to do unto you? Isn't that a blessing? Amen. Glory to God. In other words, treat people the way you want to be treated. Isn't that a blessing? You may be seated, folks. Saints of God, you may be seated. Amen. You know, one of the most important things in life is each other. Each other. It's very important that we as believers understand how much we need each other. Isn't that right? If you didn't need each other, well, why would you have a job if you didn't need each other? Am I right? You know, we just heard the song that we are God's body. Ain't that right? You ever notice something about the body that feet can't tell the hand it don't need each other? They need each other, don't they? Y'all need to realize how much we really do need each other. Ain't that right? Everything God gave it to us, he didn't give it to just us. He gave it to us to help each other. We are supposed to be. Now, I ain't saying that everybody is, but we supposed to be helpers one to another. Am I right about it? Anybody understand what I mean when I say helpers one to another? In other words, I'm going to put it this way. You're going to need some help one day. Am I right about it? And I don't know about y'all, but I need some help right now. Amen. Tell somebody, I can't do this by myself. I can't do this by myself. I can't do this. So ain't no sense in you acting all sadiddy and act like you got it going. Amen. Amen. Turn up your nose and look down on folks and get to gossiping and saying stuff and all of that. Because you just don't know who you're going to need one day. Am I right about it? See, God love people, y'all. Y'all got to get this in mind. God love people. People can be something else too, can't they? All of us in here can testify to that people can be something else. Oh, yeah. Am I right about it? Right. But you know what? Regardless of how people are, there ought to be somebody you can get along with. Right. Say glory to God. Glory to God. Y'all, somebody you can get along with. Ain't that right? It's something wrong when you can't get along with nobody. Right. Amen, amen. Everywhere you go, you got the same problem. You know what I'm saying? You got the same problem. The problem may not be where you're going. The problem may be who you are. For John 3:16 said, God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son. That's what John 3:16 said. It said, whoever believe on him ain't going to never perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Why did God send Jesus to die for us? Because he loved people. Yes. Look at somebody and say, God love people. God love people. Say, God love me. Say, God love you. God love people. Am I right about it, y'all? God love people. He made people. He made people. Yes. And he made people for his purpose and for his glory. God didn't make you for your own purpose and for your own glory. Am I right about it? Yeah, amen. God made you for his glory and for his purpose. Hallelujah. And you know what happened when God made us? You know, Adam fell, then he fall, y'all. Eve fell too, didn't he? And it caused all of us to fall, didn't he? And we were separated from God. But how many of y'all know the love of God can find you no matter where you are? How many of y'all glad he found you? What he did was he made a sacrifice, and that was Jesus. And the reason why he made a sacrifice for us, because we was in the pawn shop. Amen. We was in the pawn shop. and nobody could afford to get us out. But God loved us so much, he gave us his best. And by the blood of Jesus, he pawned us out. I don't know about y'all, but I'm in the hands of the Lord right now. Say glory to God. God proved his love for his people, don't he, y'all? God done proved his love for his people day after day after day. Am I right about it? He proved his love. God ain't short on what he do for us, but we sure short on what we do for him. Am I right about it? And when God do something for us, he expects us to do something for somebody else. Hallelujah up in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's something wrong with you and you'll never do nothing for nobody. And everything you do, you charge people. They got to pay you. It's always what folks got to do for you. But what about do you, what do you do for people? Say glory to God. Say now if you love people, say prove it. Say prove it. Come on, tell your other neighbor, say prove it. Say you love people, prove it. Prove it. Prove that you love people. Am I right about it? Glory to God. Some of y'all is antisocial. Amen. You know antisocial is on them. Want to be bothered when you want to be bothered. Amen. Glory to God. Let me tell you a story about a young lady. She was antisocial and she didn't want to deal with folks. She was at church and all the members around, and she said, well, I don't do nothing. When I go up in there, I hear the word, and I go back home. And I don't have nothing to do with them folk in that church. And you know what happened? She was antisocial. Yeah, she was. But what happened one day? She got sick. And nobody came to the hospital to see her. And you know what she said? She said, I'm going to leave that church because didn't nobody come see me. Now, it wasn't the fact that folk didn't come see her. Folk didn't know her. They knew of her, but they didn't know her. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't that something when you're in a church and you sitting there, but you don't know nobody in there because you don't want to have nothing to do with nobody because you antisocial? That's not God's will for us to come into his house with the gifts that he's blessed us with and the blessings that he blessed us with to lock it up to be all for ourselves. Am I right about it? Some folks, got to tell it like it is. Some folks really, really think it's all about them. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Say, long as I got King Jesus, well, I don't need nobody else. That's the biggest lie the devil ever sung on the radio. Because something's going to happen where you're going to have to need somebody. Am I right about it? Matter of fact, something may happen today where you need somebody. Am I right about it? Amen, amen. God is really concerned about what's going on in this day and time. Because folk don't care about folk like they used to. Am I right about it? Say amen, saint. Remember when we were coming up, folk loved one another. They cared about one another. Y'all know what I'm saying? Things done changed. When the little neighborhood that we lived in, we loved each other. We didn't have much. Amen, we didn't have much. But we had love and respect for one another. Amen. The little churches that we went to, they taught us, love your neighbor. Do right by the people that's in your life. Treat everybody right. Ain't that what they told us every day? Glory to God. It said how you treat people says a lot about you. Am I right about it? How you treat people speak volumes about you. Am I right about it? Because the golden rule said, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Yeah. Am I right about it? Say hallelujah, somebody. Yeah. Boy, I remember back then in the old days, man. My God. Wasn't nobody concerned about who had the biggest house and who had the nicest car, who had on the best clothes and who had all of this. Hey, we were just glad to play with one another. We were glad to see one another. Am I right about it? Amen. It was a village that raised the children, wasn't it, y'all? Glory to God. Because you got in trouble and Miss Jackson whooped you. On your way home, Miss Turner might whoop you. And then on when you get around the corner, Miss Jessie may whoop you. And then when you get home, they tell your mama, she whoop you. And then when your auntie come over there, she'll whoop you. Everybody whooped you. And they didn't whoop you because they were mad at you. They whooped you because they loved you. Come on, say amen. Say glory to God. We will leave home, we can leave our pots home. We leave our doors open. We're no such thing as no alarm. We ain't need no alarm. Because we didn't break in each other's house. Am I right about it? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I remember them days. Ain't that right? But the Lord said these days was going to come. Well, we ain't going to love one another. Because the love going to get cold. Am I right about it? You better not leave home and don't lock your door. Because when you get there, somebody be done broke in. Am I right about it? It ain't wise to let everybody whoop your children. Because folks will beat the hell out of them and kill them. Boy, am I right about it? Say glory to God. Things done change. Things really hadn't changed. The people done changed. Folk don't love one another like they used to. We say we love God, don't we, y'all? Oh, Lord, I love you. But we have a problem with people. Am I right about it? Yeah, we got a problem with people. We got a problem when it comes to other folk. And we got a problem when it comes to them folk. And we got a problem with white folk. We got a problem with black folk. We got a problem with the Mexicans. We got problems with the Orientals. We got a problem with everybody. We always got a problem with everybody. But we love God. Ain't that right? But we can't stand people. We can't get along with people. Ain't that right? Remember this, I'm going to say it again. How you get along with people says a lot about you. Am I right about it? One of the areas of our life where we really need to really, really focus on that we don't just stop looking at is how we treat folk. Oh, we don't look at that no more. It's all about us now, me, mine, I. Ain't that right? But we really need to focus on how we treat people. Say glory to God. Say, you tell your neighbor, I got to be mindful how I treat you. Come on. Got to be mindful how I treat you. Let me tell you something. The reason why a lot of folk are not blessed and God don't trust a lot of folk because they don't know how to treat folk. Some of y'all catching hell now because how you done treated folks. And you ain't even apologetic about it. You ain't even sympathetic about it. It doesn't even bother you the way you treat folk. Some of the stuff you say about people, scandalize their name and dog them out, it does not even bother you. These are the people that have helped you and went out of their way and did the best for you. And if it weren't for them, you wouldn't even have what you have. But you turn around and mistreat the people who treat you the best the most. God told me to tell you today, you better stop it because guess what? He's watching how you treat the people that's in your life. Come on, say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Oh, it's going to hurt a little bit, but it's going to get good. Amen. Amen. This is an area that we done lost focus on is how we treat people in our life. We're more concerned about what they doing for us, what they said to us, how they said it to us. Did they give me this and did they give me that? But what about how you supposed to treat people? The golden rule said do unto others what? That you want them to do unto you. Am I right about it? See, watch this. There ain't no such thing as I'm all right by myself. It's all right to be by yourself sometime, ain't it? Am I right about it? Did God give you that anointing to lock you up somewhere? Come on, did he give you that gift to lock you up somewhere? He gave you what he gave you for others. Oh, I wish I had a witness. I wish I had a witness right now. He gave what he, that's why some folk at home now about to lose their mind. That's why some folk right now don't know whether they coming or going, don't know what to do because they done mistreated the people that God done placed in their life. Oh, that's a terrible thing, ain't it? When God give you something good, you better learn how to appreciate it. And let me tell you something, God put people in your life, they might have to be a little tough on you sometimes. It's because they love you. You might well say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's getting tough up in here. Am I right about it? See, our closeness to God is not based on my hallelujahs. My closeness to God ain't based on how I quote these scriptures. My closeness to God is not about my gift that I bring to the house of God. My closeness to God is determined by how I treat the people that's in my life. Am I right about it? Amen. Say amen. Amen. How y'all know? I know some folk ain't close to God because they dirty as hell. And they mean as hell. And they low down as hell. And don't help nobody do nothing. Am I right about it? I'm anti-sociables, but they close to God. Let me tell you the truth, and I'm going to be honest with you. Don't nobody want to hear your hallelujahs. And you don't speak to folks. Nobody want to hear your amens. And you dogging folk out? Am I right about it? God done bless you with something and you don't share it with nobody? Come on, say amen. I'm right about it today. Amen. Said my closeness to God is determined how close I am to people. We in a generation now, it's all about me, my, I, and myself. Am I right about it, y'all? See, let me tell you something why they can't love, because they ain't been born again. They ain't been born again. Amen. See, they've been born again with Tupac. Amen. And Biggie. Amen. And this rap music. And all of that mess. Ain't that right? Some of them been born again with Bobby Blue Bland. Amen. And B.B. King and all of that. Amen. Yeah, amen. But they ain't been born again when it comes to the kingdom of God. One of the signs that you truly been born again is love. Amen. I ain't talking about that demonstrating that love by coming to church, putting money in church and all that. That's a part of it. But your biggest, biggest common denominator is how you treat people. Say amen. Amen. Every husband got to treat his wife right. Every wife got to treat her husband right. Every daughter got to treat their parents right. Every son got to treat their parents right. Am I right about it? And every mother got to treat the sons and the daughter right. Every father got to treat the sons and the daughter right. Kinfolk, we got to treat one another right. Ain't nobody going to sit in on that today. Am I right about it? God is looking at it. He's looking at every time we get on our knees and we begin to pray and petition him for anything. He takes an inventory to see, have you been treating people right? Say amen, somebody. Say glory to God. Watch this. Some people, I ain't saying all people. Some people really, really know how to treat people. Just as sweet as they want to be. Just as kind and loving as they want to be. And if you see them kind of people that know how to treat people and love people, and they love God too, them the most blessed people on the face of the earth. Oh, you might well say amen. Am I right about it? Because they have mastered the golden rule. Do unto others as I would have them to do unto me. In other words, they want you to treat them right. And if they want you to treat them right, it's because they treat you right. Y'all better say something. Am I right about it? I just met Harold, but I treat Harold right. And know what I found out? Harold got the golden rule. He treat people right. And how many of y'all know when you treat people right, you'll find out about them quick, fast, and early? Am I right about it? Because if they recognize you treat them right and they treat you right, we got kindred spirits. Hallelujah. I'm looking for folk that know how to treat folk right. I don't need no more tongue talkings. Am I right about it? Don't need no more holy rollers. I need somebody got the love of God in their heart. And know how to treat folk. Am I right about it? We gonna get somewhere. We going into the promised land. The overflow of blessings. When we learn how to treat one another right. Am I preaching today, y'all? I said, am I preaching it right? The reason why. Watch this. Reason why. I love Harold. I love this brother. This brother have walked into this ministry. And all he have done. Was what is it that I could do to help this ministry? Hallelujah. And then he began to testify about how he loved people. And then he can't help but he said, but Reverend, folk done me wrong, but that's all right. He said, Reverend, the folk that done me wrong, he said, but Reverend, they catching it now. In the law, that's how he said, in the law is always blessing me. Can't nobody cut your blessings off when you treat folk right. Am I right about it? Matter of fact, God is looking for ways to bless you when you know how to treat folk right. Hallelujah. You don't have to pray for a dress. God will send somebody with some money and give you a dress. Am I right about it? When you know how to treat folks, that move God. And God know how to move on folk when you know how to treat folk right. Sitting up there mad, to my, I ain't gonna do it, and stubborn and mean, and I ain't gonna do it. Amen. Why you like that? Why you like that? Because you all about yourself. You ain't looking at how you treating folk. Am I right about it? You don't know how to treat you like that. You don't know how to treat your children like that. You don't want to know how to treat folks you love like that. If you don't know how to treat you like that, don't you treat folk like that. I'm preaching this word today. I think this message ought to go all over the United States of America, Canada, and Great Britain. Amen. Say glory to God. It's how you treat folk, ain't that right? It ain't how folk treat you, ain't that right? It's how you treat them. When God gave us power, he gave us power to love. Ain't that right? And I know some folks ain't got no power because they don't know how to love folk. They don't know how to treat folk right. Watch this. You walk down the aisle in a marriage and a matrimony. You said all them vows. Am I right about it? For better, for worse, for rich and the poor and all of that, right? Amen. Y'all would have been together. You will stay together if both of y'all treat each other right. Ain't nobody going to say that. And let me tell you something. Ain't nobody got to stay with you if you don't treat them right. See, folk want to say, hey, you got to stay with me anyway. Ain't nobody got to stay with you anyway. When you don't know how to talk to folk and treat folk, ain't that right? Right. Amen. I've seen some folk won't even say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Am I right about it? Right. Your love first started at home, then it spreads abroad. Right. On how you treat folk. Folk, look at how you treat your wife, how you treat your husband, how you treat your children, how you treat your mama, and how you treat your daddy. Yeah. Folk, look at that. Am I right about it? Birds of a feather what? They flock together. Dirty lowdown folk hang together. Good loving folks hang together. Am I right about it? Say God looking at me. Say God looking at me. Say God looking at me. Everybody got these video cameras around here? God been had them. Ain't that right? Say amen. He been looking. Ain't he been watching? Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this, y'all. Now watch this. When we really, really, really think about it, we really think about it, we really don't see how powerful it is to treat folk right. We don't see that no more. We don't look at that and think about that this got a lot to do with my joy. This has a lot to do with my peace. This got a lot to do with the doors that God's going to open in my life. This got a lot to do with the healing of my body. This got a lot to do with the peace of mind that surpasses all understanding. It's how I treat people. I can sleep good at night when I know I treat people right. Am I right about it? But it ought to bother you, good God Almighty, when you're dirty as hell and you're low down and you're taking advantage of people. It ought to bother you. You married and you sleeping outside your marriage. That ought to bother you. Because you ain't treating your husband right. And you ain't treating your wife right. It ought to bother you if you're a child and your mama give you everything and your daddy give you what you need and some of the things you want. And you talk back to them and you disrespect them. It ought to bother you. Am I right about it? You ought to be happy if you know I do my mama right. And I do my daddy right. I do my wife right. I do my husband right. You ought to be one of the happiest members in the church. You ought to break in these doors, raising your hands before the Lord. Am I right about it? Because you know what I'm telling you? That means you got a clean clean conscience. Hallelujah. When you know you're treating folks right. Say glory to God. Say the golden rule is what I live by. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Folk cold now, y'all, they can be low down to you. Don't even bother them. Children can be disrespectful to you. It don't even bother them. We used to be scared to talk back to our folk because we knew what the Bible said. You ain't going to live long. And something bad was going to happen to you when you mistreat your mama and your daddy. Am I right about it, somebody? Hey, glory to God. And y'all want to know why all of them out there going to jail? Why they dying by the thousands? Y'all want to know? Because it's because they ain't treating folk right. Amen. You want to know why a lot of folk in the poor house? Because they ain't treating folk right. Y'all want to know why a lot of folks sick and can't get well? Because they ain't treating folk right. You want to know why a lot of folk about to lose their mind? Because they ain't treating folk right. This is a good word, y'all. You better wake up and taste this word to see how good it is. Because some doors when they open, when you start changing, your heart on how to treat folk right. Am I right about it? Look at the Bible in John 15 and verse 12. John 15 and verse 12. Look at the Bible. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. This Jesus knew how to treat people. He said, this is my commandment, that you love what? One another. As I what? Everybody don't know how to love one another. You can't do that unless you've been born again. Say amen. 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 Say amen. You ain't going to shoot nobody because they block you at no traffic light. No. Say amen. Amen. You ain't going to break in nobody's house and steal nothing from them. Am I right about it? Right. Glory to God. You ain't going to lie and steal money from your husband. Am I right? Right. Say glory to God. You ain't going to dog your wife out. Amen. Am I right about it? Amen. You're going to follow the greatest commandments of them all. Say amen.
Amen.
And what that Bible said, read that thing. Read that thing, what it said. This is what? He said, I command you to treat one another right. He said, if you don't know how to treat one another right, you ain't none of my disciple. You don't belong to me. Am I right about it? How we said we belong to God who we've never seen and we disrespect and dog each other out? Amen, who we see every day. Say glory to God. How you gonna get to God and then ignore me and dog me out? I ain't going to say nothing about this, but I'm for real. Am I right about it? How you going to get to God and you dogging your husband out, your wife out, and your mom and your dad out, and your children out, and you going to go straight to God? I got a brother who won't even speak to me. Ain't that something, y'all, in preaching the word of God? Y'all know him. Y'all know it's a lot of folk like that. You ain't got to do nothing but say one word to offend them. They ready to drop you to the curb. Y'all ain't saying that. Am I right about it? Yeah, you done hurt folk. Folk done hurt you. But you know what's supposed to solve our problem? Loving one another. Am I right about it? Love make you look beyond each other faults and see each other needs. Say glory to God. One thing a devil can't do, a devil cannot love. Well, I'm preaching. A devil can't love. Could a devil love? A devil can't love. Ain't that right? The Bible said the world love his own, don't it? Uh-huh. Don't they love their own? And how many of y'all know we love our own, ain't that right? And we love them too, don't we, y'all? Say glory to God. I can love you, but I ain't got to like what you do. Am I right about it? Say glory to God. I can love you, but I ain't got to trust you if you ain't living right. But I can love you, ain't that right? Say glory to God. Say glory to God. Grandmama, you don't love me because I won't let you sinning in and grinning. Yeah, everybody else dog y'all, but then you dog me out. How that's love. You want folk to treat you right, but you don't know how to treat folk right. It's a confused generation, y'all. It's some confused husbands, some confused wives. It's some confused people in this world. They always got you checked on how you treat them. But they don't check how they treat you. Am I right about it?
I want to show y'all something. Romans 15 and 1. Y'all better get this word. You don't get nothing today because you're getting ready to go to another level. He said, Romans 15 and 1. Let me tell you what it said. Romans 15 and 1 said, don't think about yourselves. The strong got to bear the infirmities of the weak. How many know some weak people in your life? There's some weak folks in your life. Say glory to God. How many of y'all know some weak folks in your life? How many of y'all know if it weren't for you, some folk will not make it? Oh, y'all ain't saying that. Y'all ain't saying that. How many of y'all know if it weren't for you, if some folk would not make it? They need you. And they are depending on you. Ain't nobody saying that. I went fishing with a friend of mine named Willie. Been knowing each other ever since we were little boys. And we began to talk, and we were talking about the good old days. And Willie said, I said, Willie, how your mama doing? He said, man, I wish I'd have had some sisters. He said, mama down now. He said, mama can remember sometime, and sometime mama can't. He said, Willie, when I get off work, I got to go straight over to mama's house. Then I got to leave at home, and I got to bring over to my house. He said, mama depend on me for everything. I said, well, what Johnny? He said, Johnny live in Mississippi. He said, ain't nobody but me. He said, but the day I took this day to go fishing, a day for myself. He said, but as soon as I leave here, I got to go straight to my mama. His mama need him. Yeah. Ain't nobody saying that. Amen. Say amen. Amen. And I said, Willie, you show faithfully being there for your mama. You know what Willie turned around and said? He said, mama been there for me. Oh, ain't nobody saying nothing right now. Am I right about it? How many of y'all can say your children will be there for you? If you look at some of these low-down, selfish little scoundrels, do you think they going to be there for you? Come on, say amen. You done bought shoes and socks and clothes, and you done did without for them. Now, how many going to do for you when you need them? Am I right about it? Somebody better say amen. But let me remind these children something. You better be glad you got somebody that taking care of you, because you can't take care of yourself. Am I right about it? So you need to understand, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Say glory to God. Ain't nobody looking for you to do nothing to pat yourself on the back. You want them to do right by you, because you're doing right by them. Am I right about it? You don't like it when nobody mistreat them. Am I right about it? But guess what? They going to reap what they sow. Yeah, they going to reap what they sow. Willie blessed. Listen to this. Let me tell you how blessed Willie is. Willie is so blessed. He did 20 years in the military. Willie get a full-time retirement from the military. Willie also worked for the VA, one of the top positions in the VA. Now listen to this. And Willie get 80% disability from the military. Willie got an income of almost $12,000 a month. And I said, Willie, God really been good to you, ain't he? He said, Willie, you know that. He said, Pastor, you know that. He said, it's how you treat people. Ain't nobody going to say amen today. Am I right about it? Oh, yeah, the golden rule, it'll come back to you, won't it, y'all? That's why I keep telling Michael, you keep doing right around here. Don't tell nobody laugh at you when you ushering around here. Don't pay them no attention. Don't look at none of that. You keep treating people right. And every time he treat me right, the Lord move on my heart, y'all. Every time my baby right there, she treat daddy right, God move on my heart, y'all. Every time you treat me right, God move on my heart. Hallelujah, glory to God. Every time you treat me right, however, God move on my heart. Hallelujah, because you know what? I need you. You need me. We all a part of God's body. Am I right about it? We need each other. Say glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, can I count on you? Can I count on you? Come on, say, can I count on you? Can I count on you? Come on, ask him, say, can I count on you? Yeah, I be at home sometime. I'm tired, y'all. Can't hardly walk. My back be hurting a little bit. And sometime my knee hurt. You know, and I throw hints out there. Oh, I got to go feed my dog. You thinking somebody going to say, oh, daddy done took me here, and daddy done took me there, and daddy done gave me some money. You think somebody say, I'll feed the dog. Or you think somebody say, well, I'll do this, I'll do that. They'll let you do it all, y'all. Am I right about it? And then they'll throw hints out at you, one of y'all. I need to go somewhere. I need this and I need that, don't I? And they want you to jump with a smile on your face and say, baby, I care you. And baby, I'll do that. Am I right about it? Watch this. I don't want nobody to do nothing for me and don't want to do it. I don't want nobody to get an attitude when I ask them to do something they don't want to do it. Am I right about it? Say glory to God. Because know what's going to happen to them? Their friends going to treat them the same way. Some man going to do them the same way. Some girl going to do them the same way. Amen. Then that's your opportunity to minister to them and do what you need to tell them. So you remember that dad asked you to cook? He didn't want to cook? Mm-hmm. That's when he beating the hell out you. Amen. That's what you need to tell them. Be honest with them. That's when he treating you the way he treating you. Look how you done me, and now you think somebody going to do you right? I tried to tell you, do unto others as they would have you to do, you do unto them. Ain't that right? You don't want nobody to mistreat you? Don't you mistreat nobody. Amen. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You walk up on, they on the phone, dog you out. I don't like being here. I don't want to be here. It ain't rain. And they be saying all kind of stuff, don't they? Yeah. Amen. Don't realize they ain't paid a water bill. Ain't paid a light bill. Ain't paid a gas bill. Ain't bought no groceries. Ain't done nothing now. But they got a problem with you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Got a problem with the pastor and the pastor praying for him, standing in the gap with him. But they got a problem with him because he done said something that made their flesh mad. Yeah. Don't realize it's for their own good. Am I right about it? Yeah. Say glory to God. I'm giving you a door opening right now. It's a door opening right now. The reason why it's been closed because you've been low down. You've been dirty toward folks. You've been too antisociable. You've been sadistic. You've been high-minded. You've been heady. You've been all about you. You've been petty. You've been stubborn. You've been self-willed. God want to let you know, I want to do something for you when you do something for my people. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm about to give it up. Amen. Am I right about it? Everybody, I want to see a happy wife, an excited wife, who's glad to do something for me, like I'm glad to do something for her. Say glory to God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Baby, this way you be in the sermon and you don't like this part, amen. But pastor love you, amen. Your husband love you, amen. Yeah, yesterday I got ready to go fishing. And I got ready to leave out the door. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm saying this. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Say, your wife ain't got no money. She ain't got a dime in her pocket. Give her something. That'll make her feel good. So I laid the money there. Amen. I did it so with joy. And I woke up to make sure that she get it. Because I didn't want Josh to wake up in a slumber or sleep. And then reach over there and grab it. Don't remember he got it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want the wind to blow it off and see. I want to make sure she got it. And then when she got it, she saw it. She said, thank you so much. And I said, yeah, babe, glory to God. And then the other night when it came down to daddy getting a little honey. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm trying to wake you up. It's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. Do unto others if you have them to do unto you. You gladly took that 100. Amen. Glory to God. See what I'm talking about, y'all? See, ain't nobody saying that, but it's the truth. Say glory to God. Say glory to God. See, the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. But we got it backwards, ain't it, y'all? It's better to receive than to give. That's why we ain't got nothing. Because giving costs doing something for somebody. Am I right about it? Sometimes you got to do something for folks that don't deserve it. You got to do something for folks sometimes don't even deserve it 1 minute or the next. But God will have you to do something for them. Am I right about it? Because God wants them to see him working through you. Am I preaching, y'all? Is this all right? Let me help these children before I go to my seat. Amen. Say glory to God. It ain't how people treat y'all. It's how y'all treat people. Amen. I can use Harold for an example. I can use Johnny for an example. Say glory to God. Say amen. Amen. The worst food is old foods. Am I right about it? But the best people is people that got some good spiritual sense. We were taught how to love our mama and our daddy. Am I right about it? Say glory to God. Say glory to God. Am I right, Harold? Am I right, Johnny? We were taught how to love. Amen. Say glory to God. How to treat people. See, young folk today, they don't know how to say yes, sir. They don't know how to say no, ma'am. Mm-mm. They don't know how to be polite. They don't know how to talk to you. You know, we get an attitude. We get a certain look. They would knock us in the eye. We mumble on our breath. They'll say, what did you say? I know you ain't said nothing. I know you didn't. You know what they'll do, too? They'll tell you, you ain't getting another pair of tennis shoes till you make this bed up. They didn't do it because they were mad at you. They did it because they loved you. Am I right about it? And then guess what? When they would beat the hell out of us, I'm talking about beat that black off you. I'm talking about beat you so bad till you thought you was a runaway slave. Yeah, they beat the crap out you. Am I right about it? You be so, for days. You be rubbing it on them. You be crying it. You be... and you can't even talk. You be like, oh, they beat you so bad, one. And then when you sit down and think about it, you know what you say? I didn't do right. And that's the only reason she did it, because I didn't do right. And then you know what you turn around and say? I love my mama. I love your daddy. Am I right about it? You don't let these Negroes go to the store. They want to shoot you. Am I right about it? Y'all ain't saying that. Attitude got them ugly looks on their faces. Am I right about it? Roll their eyes, puff up their jaws, won't even speak to you, won't even talk to you, because you won't let them do what they want to do. Let me tell you something. They ain't going to never have nothing. Y'all might well say amen. You might not like it, but they ain't going to never have nothing until they learn how to treat their folks. They brothers and sisters, till they learn how to treat people. Yeah. Look at the attitudes now. They don't want to hear this. They mad now. They already tore up, and they mad now. That's mean only thing. I want to go to the worship center. You ain't going to hear all of that. That man at the worship center drive Rolls Royces. That man got houses over in London. That man got everything he want. He don't care nothing about what you got. Amen. Y'all might well say amen. I care about you, because I'm trying to let you know, one of these days, you're going to wish you'd have done right by the people that's in your life. Say amen. Say glory to God. Say hallelujah. Ain't God good, y'all? Watch this. We want people to be so glad to see us. But if we glad to see people, say amen. Jesus really did something that I really thank God that he has put in my heart. I invest in people. I love this brother. I love this brother. Folk done walked away. They ain't want to be around. That's all right. That's fine. But you know what? God still gave me somebody I can love. Amen. And you know what? And you know what he do? He turn around and show me he love me. If I'm hard on him, he know why I'm hard on him. It's to help him, not to hurt him. Isn't that a blessing? If I said, Tony, you ain't coming to Bible study. How you going to hear from God you'll never come to Bible study? He don't get mad. I said, Tony, you've been late. You gotta come get here early. He said, you're right, Pastor. I got to get it up. I said, Tony, you need to be in intercessory prayer at least once a week out of the month. You got through a lot of things at home. He said, you know what, Pastor? I got to get back into it. He don't get mad. See what I'm saying? Because you know why? That's where I want somebody to do me. If I was doing like that, I want somebody to do me like that. Let me tell you something that says a lot about you when you're doing stuff and don't nobody let you know. That means you're hard to get along with. You're on your way to hell and I can't tell you. That means you're hard to get along with. Say amen. You ain't tithing and you ain't coming to church and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. And I tell you, I said, look, brother, you need to be at church. Or look, sister, you need, and you get mad, that says a lot about you. If I don't never say nothing to you, that means you don't you have a problem getting along with people. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Come on, let's let us say get along with people. Say get along with people. Some of us got bad people skills. I mean real bad people skills. Bad people skill. When I said bad people skill, some of us, we handsome, we fine, we good looking, but people don't approach us. And the reason why they don't come to us, because we ain't approachable. Y'all know it. You know what a German Shepherd look like when he get ready to bite you? You even know what a poodle look like when he getting ready to bite you. You know when a Chihuahua getting ready to bite you. They growl, don't you? They start showing their teeth on them. They start showing you, look, don't say nothing to me. Am I right about it? Attitude come, that means leave me alone. I'm in my zone. This is my zone. Don't come in my funky zone. And I'm right about it. My stinky zone. You know what stinky zone is? My attitude zone. I don't feel like being bothered with nobody. But as soon as the bottom fall out, attitude gone. I need you. Am I right about it? I just tried to help you. That's all I did. I just tried to help you. Let me tell you something. When you don't get along with folk, you got a bad attitude, and you don't know how to treat folk. When folk get blessed, they don't even think about you. When folk got something they want to give away, they don't even think about you. When folk got a little change in their pocket, they don't even think about getting you then. Y'all ain't saying that, ain't they? Uh-huh, because this is how they is. They nice when they want something. Y'all ain't saying that. We good at this, ain't it, y'all? They nice when they want something, ain't it? They humble as pie, ain't it? They submissive to God's will. Am I right about it? They see the Lord moving in a mighty way when they want something, don't they? Am I right about it? They'll throw that word on you, ain't that right? They'll tell you what God said do for them, ain't that right? Amen, amen. When they want something, ain't that right? Let me show y'all something. Pastor, bring it in. How you treat one another is so important. God love people. I invest in people. And let me tell you something, when I invest in people, you know, I go as far as you allow me to go. And sometimes, you know, it's like this. Good example. My son just got out of jail. Wrote me a letter every day. God, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Every letter, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Every letter, God, I know it's the Lord. Come get me at the end. Come get me was at the end. Come get me was at the end. You know what I say? I said, Lord, what's going on? He said, I'm going to get him out. He said, but when he get out, if he don't come to you, he has not changed. So he out now. He came to church 2 Sundays. Uh-huh. Now, why you ain't been to church? It's somebody's fault. It's somebody's fault. It's somebody's fault, ain't it? So, okay, I said, it's somebody's fault. I said, Rock will pick you up. That's right, I get Rock to come get me. I said, you ain't come to church, why you ain't get? Oh, I forgot to get Rock. Okay. He called the other day, Dad, I need $50. I said, you need $50? I said, I don't know. You know, I don't like to give you nothing. You know that because you don't do right. Well, Daddy, you know how it is. Daddy, you know, daddy. You know, daddy. You know how that is. That's just how it is. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm listening, I'm saying, now watch this. God said, tell him to meet you at church, and you'll give him $40. Just give him $40. Meet you at church. You know where it's hard at. So I said, you know what? I give you the money. Just meet me at church. He called Rock, hunt Rock down. Hunt him down. He was here Thursday night. He said right there, heard the word, attentive, all in it. As soon as he got them $40, he got out that door. He said, oh, my God. See, you know, that ain't treating me right. Y'all got that, ain't it? See, that's not treating me right. See what I mean? Now, he want the girl he live with to treat him right. He want a job. He want all of these blessings, but he don't treat his dad right. My other son locked up. He didn't treat his dad right.
didn't empty garbage, didn't show respect, didn't treat the daddy right. Yeah, we have children, they get in situations sometimes, but when they don't treat their folks right, ain't nothing good gonna happen for them. Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father, so your days could be long, and things will be well with you. Yeah, they talk back to you. They'll even cuss you out and think somebody gonna marry them and they gonna have a happy life after that. Y'all might well quit lying to y'all self. Ain't nothing happening right for them because they didn't treat you right. Why you think those opened it for you? Because you treated your folks right. Am I right about it? I love me some Elsa May. I love me some Mae Frances Berry. I loved my Willie B. Daddy. I loved him. I love my daddy more than all the rest of them. He left me everything. Those opened for me. I treat my grandma. I got a 90-year-old auntie over there in the nursery home. Don't nobody go see her but me. My aunties and uncles, don't nobody treat them like I do. I specialize in treating folks right because I love people. And when you love people, God will invest in you. You know what he do? When you take care of people, God will take care of you. I don't care how many of them ran out this door. I hope that ministry fall. As long as you come in here and I got a heart to love you and tell you what thus said the Lord and be there for you, he'll always send people in here. He'll send them in here with some money and he'll send them in here broke. But he'll make sure this ministry is provided because he know I'm going to treat his people right. Am I right about it? When you go to the doctor, you want the best doctor to treat you right. You get the lawyer, you want the best lawyer to treat you right. Whatever you want somebody that's going to treat you right. But you can guarantee it's coming when you treat folk right. That's the confidence that I have because I know how to treat people. Glory to God. Why people like to be around me? They say you're happy. You know how to treat folk. Why people let their guards down when they come around you? Because you know how to treat folk. Jesus, when they came around Jesus, and Yeshua's HaMashiach, when they came around him, folk were saying they couldn't tell who Jesus was because he was so common with the people. You can tell some of us dignitaries when we round folk. You can tell some of us holy rollers when we round folk. We know you don't cross this line. And you don't do this and do that. But I let you be who you are. Amen, glory to God. But that don't take my anointing away from me. I've been anointed to love you. I've been anointed to care about you. I've been anointed to help you to be what God has called you to be. And that's mean, you know, when I get around Miss Yolanda, we get around one another, she can be comfortable. She ain't got to put on no airs. Father, when he get around me, he ain't got to come around me all this and that. Every Michael can be Michael. Feel me though? Amen. Say glory to God. Definitely Tony love being at full gospel. He ain't got to put up no ass. That's why Brock like it here. He ain't got to put up no ass. I knew when he was sinning and I knew when he was a grinning. I knew when he was doing what he wasn't doing. I still treated him the same and I told him the truth. Amen. That's why Roshan, one of the best you can have around you. She can be comfortable. She ain't got to put on ass. Amen. She know how to treat folk. Amen. We got the best administrator anybody can have. Best musicians. Ain't God good? Isn't that somehow God sent this man with this loving spirit to us? Yeah. Wow, glory to God. He come in here helping me. I ain't had to cut that grass with my little hurt sometimes. He cut it for me. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? He going to continue to cut it, glory to God. He going to cut my grass at my house, amen. Amen. Glory to God. It's a blessing, ain't it? It's a blessing when you help somebody. Somebody turn around and help you. But you looking for something, you ain't helping nobody. Am I right about it? Folk call all the time, Pastor, don't put no money in church. Don't come to church. I don't hear from them today catching some type of calamity. Yeah. Then they have folks call me, ain't even members of our church. They members of other churches. And they say, my pastor will take out the time for you. My pastor will do that. And then they dump them on me too.
And then when I said something to him about coming to church, and one day came over to the house, she all mad and upset. And I'm like, you throw across the pulpit at me, and I know you was talking to me, and I know you talking to me. I sat there, and my flesh wanted to slap that taste out of her mouth. But the Holy Spirit stood there and said, she is hurt because of the truth. Come to find out, I started praying in the spirit. Yeah, that about why she was talking. Then she started telling the truth. My children treat me so bad. My son dogs me out, cuss me out. I pay for her this and pay for that. She ain't did that. And sometimes we don't have enough money. Come to church. I said, see that? See what I'm talking about? Because you ain't treating your pastor right. You ain't treating your church right. God looking at how you treat folk. Is we getting this? God looking at how you treat folk. Hallelujah. This brother coming here, he ain't asked for a salary. He ain't asked for a dime. Won't even take a penny. Won't take a dime. If he did, it's just all the glory to God. This brother, he take anything. Glory to God. I'm going to offer it. Him the same way. Glory to God. When you help people, they'll help you. Isn't that right? Good people. Isn't that good people? You know, folks came to my anniversary. I'm glad they showed up. Someone said, well, Pastor, I ain't had them, but he'll hit these $5. I said, I'm glad you came. One day you'll probably get $10. Isn't that a blessing? One day you'll probably get more than that. Ain't that a blessing? Amen. Folks get mad at me. I don't even know why they mad at me. You know, get upset with me. And sometimes I wonder, what did I do to them? You know, and then I have to go on. Glory to God. Those been home for you now. They gonna home when you know how to treat people. See, don't be a hypocrite. In front of folks, you one way. And then behind they back, you a whole nother way. You ain't gonna get blessed like that. You're not gonna get blessed like that. Amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. See, God, let me test you. I'm closing. He let me test you. I test people. You test people too. What do you know? I test my children. I test my grandchildren. I test my children. I test all of them. I got a daughter now. I love her. I just tested her. See? Every time you keep testing somebody and they get worse, that's a sign. Listen to this. Real good. Real good. Much as I love my children, love my wife, love them. You know, when folk in your life, people in your life, and they ain't serving purpose, you know what the word say? Forgetting those things that are behind. Mm-hmm. And you know what else it say? Forget those people that are behind that did not serve purpose. Am I right about it? Jesus, hey, everybody didn't want to go with Jesus. Did it, y'all? Everybody didn't accept Jesus, did it? I don't care how nice and kind and good you are to some folk. Ain't nothing you can do for them. Let somebody else deal with them. Pray for them and what? Let somebody else deal with them. Don't you try to hurt them, but just pray for them. And let somebody else deal with them. Ain't that right? Wife don't want to be a wife. Divorce her and let some other man deal with her. Amen. Hey, husband don't want to be right. Divorce him and let some other woman deal with him. Ain't that right? Glory to God. When the children get grown, put them out and let somebody else deal with them. Amen. If they with you and they got a dad or a mama, let their mama deal with them. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Is he good? The golden rule is what? Do unto as you will what? See, now, with this way, we supposed to be walking around here for now. Hey, Renee, how you doing, darling? Hey, Pastor, how you doing? Hey, Johnny, how you doing? Hey, Pastor, how you doing? Anything I can do for you? Anything I can do for you, Pastor? Yes, Johnny. Oh, I shouldn't have asked Pastor that. He got me working now. No, it ought not be like that. Are you asking that you want something? You say, yeah. If you ask me, I say, yeah. I expect you to do it, right? Let's don't be saying stuff just to be running off at the mouth. Ain't that right? When I wake up in the morning, I say, I need you to do this for me. You don't say, wait, I get to it. You do it. Anybody got this? Amen. Anybody got this? Amen. I mean, is anybody really getting this? Amen. You can't treat folk right if it ain't in you. Do you hear that, boy? Do you hear that? Just because somebody else didn't treat you right, that don't mean you go around mistreating everybody. You better thank God for the people in your life that's treating you right. This is a good word, child. This is a good word. I don't know whether you accept it or not, but this is a good word. You, everybody here is believers, and we Christians. We ought not to be unapproachable. Am I right, brother? We ought not to be unapproachable, am I? We ought not to be when folk going through something, they'll say, you know what? I can go to Willie Brown. If they can't go to Willie Brown, they ought to be able to go to you. They ought to be able to go to somebody. Am I right about it? I have folk come to me, you know, I understand sometimes they say, I'm going through, but don't let everybody else know. I understand. You don't want nobody else to know. Amen. But if more of us prayed about it, things might happen a little faster. Amen. Am I right about it? But isn't this true? Isn't this true? Say amen.
Amen.
I'm glad for you. Let me tell you why I'm glad for this young lady right here. She stayed before the Lord. She hear from God. And she do what God said. Better get close to folks like that. Amen. You better get close to folks like that. Y'all ain't saying that. And I'm saying you better get close to folks like that. You mistreat her, God will kill you. He'll do something to you. Oh, you don't know all that. I done told you that 1,000 times. God will kill you by these people. When God done bless you with something and you mistreat it, he will kill you. Am I right about it? Y'all don't want to believe, y'all don't want to hear that. But it's the truth. Glory to God. This is why some folk going through stuff right now, they didn't appreciate the people that God placed in their life. Instead of loving on them, they mistreated them. When you're going through something, who you going to call? You're going to call on the Lord, ain't it? And you know how the Lord going to answer you? Through somebody. You ain't been doing that for nobody. The Lord can't find nobody going to do something for you. Y'all ain't got this, but I'm telling you how it is. Hallelujah. When you begin to pray, God going to move on somebody's heart. But if God finds somebody, say, like he told him that time when Saul was killing the folk in Damascus, and he called, who was that? He said, I think it was, I don't forget his name in the Bible. But anyway, he told him to lay hands on Paul. He said, I ain't even, Ananias? Yeah, it was Ananias. He said, go lay hands on Paul. He said, no, that man killing Christians. I don't want to do none of that. The Lord said, he's a servant of mine now. You see what I mean? When God laid on somebody's heart to do something for you, and you ain't been doing that for nobody, they ain't going to want to do nothing for you. So this a word for you today. This a due season word. You want a promotion on your job? Start treating the customers right. Start treating your employees right. Start treating your grandmama right. Start being nice to her. Go out of your way to help her. Take the load off of her. Same with you too. Same with you too. The same with you too. Y'all young folk, amen. Y'all gonna need some help one day. And y'all help gonna depend on how you treat these folk in your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Am I right, Harold? Am I right, Rock? Glory to God. May the God keep you and sanctify you. That's our prayer. God don't need a whole lot of folk. Amen. Do it, y'all.